Hi, everyone. This is Dave Charest, content manager here at Constant Contact, and welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. I am once again joined by some esteemed colleagues, and to my left is...
Azure Collier, and I'm a social media education developer.
I'm Josh Mendelson. I work in product marketing, and today I'm having a nice local favorite, the Harpoon IPA. Can't beat that.
Oh, I didn't mention mine. I'm having a Magner's Pear.
Which is delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
I really like those.
My name is Danielle Cormier, and I work in social media, and I'm having a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Refusing to let summer go.
Yes. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about the new LinkedIn business page changes that they've been started to roll out, and talk about a few of the things that they've actually been doing and see what we think about that. So basically what they've done is there are LinkedIn business pages, and they've actually just changed the design of them. They haven't really changed any features, but they've made some things a little bit easier to find, easier to use, and... they kind of look a little bit like Facebook, if you think about it. You can add a cover image for your business now. Some of the things that I do like is that when you post a status update for your business, you can actually – it actually gives you some guidance. It's, you know, says some things like, you know, do you want to share an article? Do you want to ask a question? Is there a special offer you want to share to your LinkedIn members? Stuff like that. Things that I didn't really do before. So how do we feel about this? I mean, do you think they're going the right direction in terms of kind of making it more of a – it's almost like they're making it cooler to hang out there, I would say.
I think they're trying, and I applaud their effort. But I think LinkedIn continues to try to be something that they're not. You know, I think the vast majority of LinkedIn usage is job search and that kind of networking where, you know, there are too many better – for example, LinkedIn Today, kind of a cool idea – but it's one of like 12 things just like that, and I've already got that need filled. And I feel like they're playing catch-up all the time, which isn't necessarily a bad thing to get back up to par, but I don't feel like they're taking any differentiated steps.
I think it's good for B2Bs, and you know, I talk to a lot of customers, and B2Bs tend to struggle the most with Facebook. They're not sure what to post, and you know, if you use Facebook, you're using it sort of personally, and you're not there to do business. So some of them are having more success with LinkedIn because you're there to do business. It's all about your career. Right. You're more likely to interact with the business as a business person.
Well, there's a question I have for you there. Are you more likely to interact with the business just in terms of a business page? Because, you know, when I think of LinkedIn, I think of people, right? And I think of the people that actually work at different places. Like, I don't necessarily, like, I don't go and I don't search for business pages to follow. I mean, I don't know what the stats are. I don't know if anybody does. But, you know, what the percentage of people who are actually using business pages or, you know, what that looks like.
I think it's a good alternative if you're kind of stuck and you're a B2B. Like, they have groups. I have a lot of group memberships, and so I get emailed. And that's really when I use LinkedIn, is I get an update from a group, and maybe there's an interesting conversation I want to look at, or maybe they're announcing an event I want to check out.
I guess
I go through and interact with it.
I guess when I started using LinkedIn, I signed up for lots of groups, and now I've completely tuned them out. There's just every group I've ever been in was overrun by salespeople, and it just turned into spam. And if it was easier to turn off all of the notifications than it is, I would just do that. Like, it's just lost.
You can turn off the group messages.
It's just one at a time. I want to turn them all off at once.
We actually just deleted the Constant Contact LinkedIn group because it was just all spam all the time, and we weren't getting any use out of it. So we're going to focus more on the company updates, but we also need people to follow us, and we already... how do you get those when they're already following you so many other places?
Yeah.
Well, I think a great tool that comes with these updates is the stats you get when you post something. I mean... that'll be helpful in figuring out what to do with your company.
Well, I think I would applaud that the way they're changing design is actually they're making things easier to find and easier to kind of use if you are using those things. Because, again, like I said, the changes that they're making have been strictly on a superficial level in terms of design and how things look, and not actually any new features or anything like that. But the features that were there and existing are actually in places that make them easier to find. And easier to use. I do find it interesting, though, that one of the design changes that he made is that the about information about your company has now been moved to the bottom of the page. So you actually get your cover photo, and then you go through whatever status updates the company has made, and then the about the company is actually at the bottom. Yeah, and that's kind of interesting. I don't know if that's if you were going to a company page, you would think that you want to know about the company, or maybe you know about the company if you're going to the page already. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, both visually, I think it depends on the type of company that you are. Mm-hmm. I think for companies that are producing a lot of content, it's actually a much better design. And even if you think about the primary use case of LinkedIn for most companies is recruiting,
mm-hmm.
It gives you a much more flexible platform to really showcase, you know, visually your brand and all of your content, really mm-hmm. get more of a feeling of who this company is. So I think that's actually really great.
Yeah.
You know, whether it changes behavior, I don't know. But I actually, you know, sort of rethinking it, like, it is nice to be able to not have to go to a website to see anything of substance about a company.
Right. Because this is all uniform. There are some company websites that are horrible and you can't even find the about us.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I do think that's a great point, right? If you look at it from that kind of recruiting standpoint, it is a nice way for businesses that are using LinkedIn for that reason. To be able to kind of show off their business within that environment.
They're kind of marketing
where that stuff
themselves
is happening.
To
And I think that's a great way to get that information, to understand get a little bit more out of the company on LinkedIn.
Posting jobs on LinkedIn is expensive, though, so I'm not sure many small businesses.
But I don't necessarily think it needs to be, you know, using that function. It's just being there and kind of posting stuff about what it's like for your culture. Like, you know what I mean? I think it's a way to kind of keep that up to date instead of changing your website every day or every week. You know, you can kind of get a sense of what it's like to, for example, if we use the constant contact one to, like, kind of show a bit about our culture, you know what I mean? Like, that could be an interesting way to use it, I think, rather than it's not necessarily about, you know, followers and marketing so much as it is marketing what it's like to be part of this company.
Yeah,
putting a human face on it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think it also makes it easier to sort of check the validity of the individuals that you're talking to, mm-hmm. even if you're connecting on a one-to-one level.
Yeah.
But one of the other things that I'm curious about is, you know, if you look at the structure of the page, it's actually getting closer and closer to what Facebook is doing.
Exactly, yeah.
And I wonder if at some point they're going to go into, you know, things like tabs where you mm-hmm. can actually do marketing on LinkedIn. I mean, right now it's a very limited platform
mm-hmm.
in terms of what you can get people to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're considering, and I have no insight into this, you know, allowing things like gated content on mm-hmm. their site and registration forms.
It's funny that you say that. This is actually something I was thinking about earlier today too. Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting if they started to allow kind of more flexibility with some of the things that you could do within LinkedIn.
One of the things I wish they would improve is the events. And I haven't been in there in a while, but last time I looked for events, you know, I'd like to find social media marketing events around mm-hmm. where I am. And the cool thing, the people who had registered, it would show you, do you know any of these people that mm-hmm. are going to this too? Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be, you know, kind of an interesting thing to expand.
Yeah.
Not many people are posting their events on it right now, but it would be nice to see that improve.
Mm-hmm. One of actually the good things, I guess, about this is that, you know, they've moved a couple of things. So, like, the career page and your product and services page have moved, instead of being on links at the top, they're moved over to the right-hand side of the sidebar on the new mm-hmm. pages. But another thing that they do is they actually now they have a place where they highlight LinkedIn users who have recommended either products that you might have or your company in general. And I think that's probably a good win for businesses on the page because it's highlighting those things that kind of make you stand out and see other people's testimonials or recommendations. So I think that's a win. And also that now they're included on the mobile app. They weren't at all before company pages. So
the products and services weren't?
No, just the company pages.
In general,
they weren't actually. You couldn't find them on. You could only find people on.
Yeah, the app was really limited.
Yeah. So now you can actually find.
I think their app has come a long way in the last few months.
Yeah,
it's way more usable.
Has anybody used their Card Munch app? It's pretty mm-hmm. awesome. You take a picture of a business card mm-hmm. and you send it in. They process it and they return it digitally. And you can connect with that person on LinkedIn if you haven't already. But it's kind of a cool alternative to the paper business cards.
Different app.
Yeah. called Card Munch.
Card Munch. And that's their app?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, I like that.
They should promote that. But
yeah. I've never heard of it before. So. The other thing, I mean, they have made some things that are just a little easier to use, too. I mean, if you're familiar with posting links on your Facebook page, you just have to post the link and then a preview comes up, which is what they've moved to. Because before it was like you have to go in and insert a link, then write the update and do this other, like there was like unique locations to do that stuff with on LinkedIn, and now it's kind of made that a little more easier. So that's cool. So, you know, it definitely sounds like they're moving in the right direction in terms of making it, adding some more personality or letting businesses add some more personality to the things and making it a little more user-friendly. But I guess the jury will still be out as to what benefit the business pages actually have for businesses.
Yeah.
Let's just find, so final thoughts. What do we think about, should businesses create a page if they haven't created one already? And, you know, I guess the big thing to do is when you find out your page has changed over, to make sure that you're adding some type of cover image and you're doing those things so you can actually take advantage of the new layout when it comes around.
I think they businesses should create a page if at least to help with SEO.
Yeah, I agree. And it's a lot less work to take care of than a Facebook page because people can't directly write on your wall or send you a message. So you can sort of create it and just check in once a month, even if that's all the time you have.
Sounds like it's really just a good place to just really tell your company story rather than have to worry about, you know, engaging with everybody, but just have some type of story that's being told there strictly about your company, which is a good idea.
I think it's a more comfortable place for a lot of B2B marketers, whether the reality of what you can do there and the real benefits of being on LinkedIn versus a Facebook. I think it's definitely just a more comfortable setting for certain B2Bs. So it'll be interesting to see how they keep evolving. They're clearly, you know, I don't think this is the end of the evolution of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And I think where they're going is going to be a lot more business friendly than it's been. And it's already, you know, it's already halfway there.
Great. Well, that's what we have for LinkedIn for you today. Danielle, do you have a tip for us?
Yeah, my tip would be to definitely just put your products and services up on your LinkedIn business page because you can add a ton of stuff, pictures, all the features of your product. You can even add a YouTube video if you have one and a person to contact about that product or service. And then ask your customers to write recommendations because they won't know it's there if you don't tell them. And it's a good place for word of mouth to begin another social media channel.
Great. So thanks so much for listening and we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.